That's it. We tell him, listen, like the Yisraelim paid off the chayv already, give back the field. Let's say the Malva ate more than $100 worth. We even take away the money, the extra money that the Malva ate, we take it away from him. Even though really it's like Ribbis, Avad Ribbis, that's not the Yitzhak of the Yonim, but when we're talking about Yisraelim, here we take care of Yisraelim more. By Yisraelim, it's like Bezdin told him, don't do it, so Bezdin has the right to take away the money from him. So if he ate more than the loan was really worth, Bezdin takes away that money. And by Yisraelim u'machashvinim mishtoro l'shtoro, that let's say the Malva ate up more, and the Yisraelim owed him money from before, so then we say the amount of food that the Malva ate, it's all considered like Yisraelim paid him back. So if the Malva ate $200 worth, so by Yisraelim we considered that $200 is paid up, even though it's only 100 from this loan and 100 from last month. But mechashvinim mishtoro l'shtoro. Now the Gemara says, Amr Ravashi, Ravashi says, Hash to the Yarmut. Rashi argues and says, no. Now that you tell me, Ochal Tfei Loi Mavkinu Minei. Again, when the Loiva gave his field to the Malva for a pledge, and the Malva ate the Peris, and he even ate more than the loan was worth. So when he ate more, we say it's not Yotzei. You can't get that out. Since so, then we even hold, Ochal Shiazuzi, that if you eat the amount, how much the amount the loan is worth, Ochal Shiazuzi, Nami Loi Mesakin and Loi, Poloi Zuzi. You should know you do not have a right to get the field back. The Loiva does not have a right to say, I paid you up. He can't say, I paid up the loan. Why? Because they have a Yavik Ribbis. This is considered only like Avik Ribbis. The Yavik Ribbis and the Yaitseba Dayonim. That's the klal. This is Avik Ribbis. That's not Yaitseba Dayonim, Avik Ribbis. In other words, Lemaisa, what happened here? The Loiva gave his field for a pledge to the Malva. He did not speak out now clearly that he could get extra money. Ribbis Ketutze. It wasn't spoken out clearly, like I'm only lending you the money, I'm not by Kriti's parents. So it's not called Ribbis Ketutze. So therefore, whatever the Malva eats, the Loiva does not have a right to get back. So since the Loiva does not have a right to get it back, whatever the Malva eats, it's his. So Lamaisa, the Malva still has a right to say to the Loiva, you didn't pay me up yet. I ate your parents. What I ate up, true, it was like Avid Ribbis. Maybe I did a Nissa, but I don't have to give it back to you. That I have a right to keep. Lemaisa, you owe me money. So therefore, the Loiva still has to pay the money back to the Malva. We can't say that the amount of Peris, the Malva, that calls for the payment. Because whatever you wait, there's only Avik Ribbis. And Avik Ribbis ain't the Yotzeb of the Yonim. And the Gemara says, Ovid Rav Achidish now. Ovid Rav Ashi Uvdubi Yisraimim Ketanim. Rav Ashi once had a case with Yisraimim Ketanim that they borrowed money and they gave their field to the Malva for a Mashkin. Kigdolim. He had the same malach like Gedolim. There's no new kulis by Yisraelim. So Rashi says Gedolim means the Yafagav the Yochel Shilzuzi, even though the Malva ate up the Peris and he ate the value of the loan, Loi Mesakin Lei. We don't take it away from the Malva. The Kesova Metchila Sachelos and Avik Ribbis. When the Malva ate his Peris, it's only considered like Avik Ribbis. The Yain Koyach V'Dayonim Leitziyoy, and Bezin does not have a Koyach to be Leitziyot. Even by Yisraelim also, there's no special kula. So therefore, that's the halacha. That when I give you a pledge, and we didn't speak out clearly on a Tanai that you asked to eat the Peris, so it's not called Ribbis Ketutza, so then even though the Malva eats the Peris, that's the Malva's business. But the Loiva cannot get those Peris away from the Malva. And the Malva still has the right to say to the Loiva, listen, I lent you $1,000, pay it up, I ate the Peris, that's my own cheshbin. It's not called that you paid me up. Nothing more says, Omar Rovo, Parade Rabbi Yosef, Mishmei de Rovo. Hi, Mashkanta. If you have again a Mashkin, when you lend money and give a pledge, you give your field away for a pledge, the Asra the Mesalki, in a place that Mesalki again, that whenever the Loiva comes back with the money, he has the right to get the field back. That's called the Asra the Mesalki, that the Loiva has the right to get the field back whenever he wants. Loi Nechel Elevenech Yaisa. Yishno Vem Lechetchila. How is the Malva allowed to eat the Peris? He could only eat the Peris Benechiaisa. Benechiaisa means that you have to make up that if I eat the Peris this year, I'll deduct a certain amount from the loan. Not the value of the Peris, that he doesn't want to do. But if you stam eat the Peris, that's called Avik Ribbis, that's also Mitra Bonin. Because Lemaisa, you lent him $1,000. Now he gave you a field for a pledge. If you eat the Peris, it's like you're eating Ribbis.
Why are you eating the peres now? Because since you lent him money, this chai, you gave him money, you're eating his peres, asasim the rabbanim. Therefore, how is it mutter to do it? It's only mutter that you make up like this, that if I do eat the peres, b'nechiyaisa, means, listen, I lent you $100. If you let me eat the peres this year, I'll deduct $10. Even though the peres I eat this year is maybe worth $20 or $30, but as long as I deduct some amount from your loan, that's not called even avad ribis. Therefore, it's mutter. But you should know that tzuvim midrabbanan. But if you're a Talmud Chacham that's supposed to act much better, be noki from all types of chashashim, that people should not learn any yitzah from you, should not even look like any type of a ribis. You should not even eat b'nechiyais either. You should not even eat by deducting some amount of the payment. If so, the Gemara is ela b'may nechol. How could a tzuvim midrabbanan eat? Again, we are a Talmud Chacham lends somebody $1,000. And the loiver gives him back a field for a mashkin to watch. How is it beheta now that even a Talmud Chacham de Malva has a right to eat the peris of this field? So Gemara says, Bikitsutsa. The way to do it is, Bikitsutsa, they make up a clear amount. We'll soon see what that means. So Gemara says, no. Honich, this is good. Honich, laman diyom, kitsutsa sharia. If you learn that if you give a kitsutsa on eating the peris, it's mutter, then it's good. But elu l'man diyom kitzutza asiru l'susi et machlekes. According to man diyom, even with the kitzutza, even by making up a clear amount, how much peris you could eat and how much I deduct, still that's awesome. If so, ma'iklam emor, then how could a sum midrabanan eat the peris? As the Gemara says, yitma we learned kitzutza. What is the case of kitzutza? So, or even what's the halacha of kitzutza? Pligi bo et machlekes ravachu ravina. Chadama one says kitzutza sharia. That if you take this field on a pledge and you eat the peris, the dera kitzutza, we'll soon see what that means, then it's mutter. The Chadama one says no. Kitzutza asira. You should know if you take the pledge on a tanai of kitzutza, still it's asa. So according to that mandiyam, it's shver, how could a Talmud Chacham eat from the peris? Now the Gemara says, Hechi domi kitzutza. What's the case of kitzutza? What's it called? The Yom Malay says like this, Ad Chomei Shonim Achil Nolo B'Loi Nechiyaisa. Again, the loiver, the one that borrowed $1,000, gave his field back to the Malva and told the Malva, hold on to my field for pledge. And they made up like this. The first 5 years now, if the Malva wants it, the pair is very good. He'll eat it, and I don't deduct anything. Whatever you eat, you keep. But Mikan Ze'eloch, whatever you eat after the 5 years, then Shamin Lecho Kulu Peri. As much as you eat, I'll deduct. If you eat $5 worth of peris, I'm taking off $5 from the loan. If you eat $1,000 worth of peris, it's called I paid up my loan. That's mutter. That's called kitzutza. So the question is, why is this any better? Lechura, the first 5 years, he's eating the peris without any nechiyais at all. The first 4 years, it's regular ribis. So why is it mutter? So the Ritvot speaks out that this is the derech of arisen. When you give all your field to somebody to work on it, the way sometimes they make an agreement is that you could eat the field, use it for 5 years, and then the next 5 years I'll use it. So since that's a derech harisasoi, here it's good, even though the first 4 years of tonight was, you eat without deducting anything, but since after that, whatever you eat is deducted, that's mutter, that's called kitzutza. And Ika the Amri, some say no, that avada kol b'loi nechiyai sasura. Anytime the malva eats peris, and there's no deduction at all, pshita that's also. Avada, that's not the ribis, that's also to do. If so, elahechi domi kitzutza, what's the case of kitzutza that's mutter, at least it's a machlekes? The yomale, when they make a condition like this, that ad chomishonim achil nebechiaisa. Again, the malva and loiv agrees that the first 5 years the malva has the field, he has the right to eat the peris, and he'll deduct a certain percentage from the loan. Like we said, if I lent you $1,000, so every year that I eat the peris, I'll take off $25 each year that I'm eating. Even though you could eat $200-$300 worth, that's called b'nechiyaisa. We'll only take off a certain amount. But the chiddush is, kitzutza means, mikan ze'elach, whatever I eat after 5 years, then shamina l'cho kula peri. Then I'll deduct the exact value of the peris. If the peris is worth $100, I'll deduct $100 from the chayiv. So as long as there's a period of time that whatever you, the malv, eat, will deduct completely, that's called kitzutza. That's better. So more stuff like this now. Man the yosa the kamaisa. So it's about two things. It's about what the loch of kitzutza is, whether it's sharia or whether it's osa. And it's also machlokes, what is the case of Ketutza? So what's it like this? Man the Yasa the Kamaisa, even the man the Omer says Ketutza is also. If he learns like the first shot, then Shayyab Abbas Raisa. There's still a case to say that a Talmud Chacham should be mutter in the second case of Ketutza. That's for sure be mutter. But man the Yasa Abbas Raisa, the man the Omer learns the case of Ketutza is the second case. And even then, there's a man the Omer says it's also. So it comes out, there's no, according to him, there's no way to have heteris. Says so, Heichi Shor the Mechel, where is there a case of a heter that a Talmud Chacham wants to lend money and gets the pledge of field? Where is there a Heichi Timsa, how he will have a heter to heteris? So Mor says, the case is, Ki Mashkanta de Suya. A case is like a mashkin that was given out in Suya. What was the special thing about that mashkin, that pledge? They used to write in the pledge like this, and the shtar was written like this. The maslim shnin ilin, at the end of these years, whatever they made up, 1, 2, or 3 years, take the car you double kesef, that then the field comes back to the laver, and it doesn't have to pay anymore. Because they make out clearly that you keep this field for the next 3 years. But after 3 years, I get back the field, and that's it. That's cool, like I paid you up. In other words, I'm lending you $1,000, and you give me a big field. And the conditions are like this, that if I use the field for 3 years, say after that, I have to give it back to you, and that's it. You don't owe me the money anymore. So that's the mutter.